listening to TRN Weekend.
Across America, this is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club, and I am giving you a shout out. You have the hardest job, the most important job, being a housewife, taking care of your family, your husband. This is something to be proud of. So I want you to lift up your spatulas, give me a big hell yeah. We're going to march forward together. We're going to have a great time on the Happy Housewives Club. Coming up in this show, do you think any of these presidential candidates down in South Carolina care about what you care about? The housewife is at home trying to make her budget last the whole week, stretching her dollar at the food store. Do you think Mitt Romney knows what a gallon of milk costs? I don't know. We're going to talk about that later. Also, ladies, what do you think about every time you go to the school with your kids, and because you're an at-home mom, they dump on you all of the responsibilities? Oh, can you make the cupcakes this week? Sure, I have nothing else to do. I'm just a stay-at-home mom. We're going to talk about that. I want to know what you think. And we're going to throw out the phone number here, 1-800-449-8255. I am Darla Shine. This is the Happy Housewives Club TRN Weekend.
TRN Weekend. Call now, 1-800-449-8255.
You're listening to TRN Weekend with Darla Shine and Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
Man, I feel like a woman.
'Cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class broad. This one's for the good.
Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club.
Call Darla now at 1-800-449-8255.
Hey, girls, do you have that? 1-800-449-8255. Get a post-it. Write that down. Stick it on your fridge. Stick it on the dashboard. I want to hear what you think during this show. I know that there are 5.6 million stay-at-home moms in America, and it's about time somebody is giving you the voice, because I know you have all the power. We're the ones going to the grocery stores. Ladies, we're the ones picking out our homes and the minivan. And corporate America and the politicians, they need to show us some respect. And we're turning the tide, ladies. I, Darla Shine, am bringing it back in style to be a homemaker and a housewife. If you can get this gig, it's the best job you'll ever have. So we are going to show the world that we're hot, smart, happy women. And guess what? It's so controversial, the thought that you can actually raise your own kids. I'm the one who's being trashed all over the internet. Darla Shine says, you know, you can actually go home and take care of your family. That's right, you can. And the reason we don't get respect, ladies, the reason being a housewife is considered a joke in America is because we don't vote. The housewives of America need to get out, make their voices heard. So I have come up with a system to pick the best presidential candidate for us, ladies. And it's based on a few things, and we're going to talk about that coming up. But right now, I want to introduce Dana, my pit bull, the woman who runs my website, the Happy Housewives Club. Dana, how you doing today?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm exhausted. My voice is shot. I've been up all night. Connor, my son, has the stomach virus. He's upstairs throwing up since 3 a.m. Last night, I went to the Rascal Flatts concert.
Ooh, was it good?
It was great, but I was screaming all night. And in fact, I have to give a shout out to Huntsville, Alabama, to all our girls down there. Jill Rhodes, my best friend, wanted me to say hello to the girls in Huntsville, Alabama. So, hey, let's all say hi to the girls down there. But Dana, I'm sitting here watching this, what is this going on, the primaries in South Carolina. And I'm thinking, you know what? we have got to get involved. The happy housewives have got to influence politics. This way, we can make sure we get what we want. Now, you took a poll in the Happy Housewives Club,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to find out what women across America are thinking. And, you know, we have 2.5 million women who come to the Happy Housewives Club each month, and I want to know what they're thinking. What was the number one issue affecting women?
The number one issue was the economy, because everything else kind of revolves around the economy.
So that's what our moms care about. But out of all the 2.5 million women, what was the percentage of women who actually voted on that?
We only had about 4%.
4%. So ladies, you see, this is the problem. Only 4% are even answering a poll. I believe even less than that are going to the actual, you know, voting booth. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you who I think we should vote for. And it's going to be based on the Darla Shine political platform. Are you ready for this, Dana? I came up with a 10-issue program.
Okay.
That we're going to go out and we're going to, what is it called, stomp? We're going to stomp on America? Is that what they do? These guys go stomping? We're going to go stomping and we're going to tell everyone. We're going to go door to door. Dana, can I get on the presidential ticket?
It's not too late. I think you still have time to throw your hat in the ring.
Yeah, you know what? I think that a housewife needs to be on the ticket. You know, somebody who knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who has to pay their oil bill. You think any of these candidates are worried about their oil bill?
No.
I have women writing to me. They can't, you know, they can't even food shop the way they used to food shop. They have to, like, cut out big pieces of meat.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I can't buy a roast beef anymore because I got to pay my oil bill. It's crazy.
It is.
All right, so here we go. Now, listen, Dana, we have our whole platform we're going to talk about in a 10-step program, and then I want you to put on the website. We're going to get on the ballot, and then we're going to have to go. What's the next place after South Carolina? Nevada?
Yes.
All right, so then we're off to Nevada. So number one on the Happy Housewives Club platform, no men are allowed outside without their shirt on.
Now, that's important.
I do not want to see you mowing your lawn with your big belly bouncing around, guys. Unless you look like Brad Pitt or you have a six-pack, please put that shirt back on or you will be sent to Guantanamo. Number two, what are those T-shirts that the guys wear? They look like white undershirts.
And the wife-beater shirts? I think they're called wife-beaters.
The wife-beater shirts. Okay. Across America, ladies, you can't let your husband out with that shirt on. I was out to dinner the other night to a rib place with my children, Dana. And the table next to me, there's this guy sitting back on his chair with his arms folded up around his head. And I could see his big gorilla fur arms. And he's like got white deodorant balls stuck in his hair. I can't eat my dinner like that.
That's disgusting.
So we're going to get rid of those shirts. Men, you look so much better, so distinguished, so hot when you have a nice button-down, long-sleeve Oxford shirt or a little polo shirt, guys. But later on, coming up in the Happy Housewives Club, we're going to have a Happy Hubby Challenge, and we're going to show you how you can remake over your man. And Tammy, our beauty expert, is going to talk about that later. So, Dana, there is hope for all these husbands.
Good.
All right, number three, ladies, and I know that you all agree with me, we need to outlaw Viagra or any other drug that causes our husbands to have erections for more than 20 minutes. This is like a curse. This is like a curse. Ladies, housewives, you have to call in on this at 1-800-449-8255. In the next segment, I'm going to take your calls. But this is a drug that was created, I think, for the older man, like Fred Thompson, so he could get his young trophy wife.
Uh-huh.
Housewives of America, we need to protect our turf. We don't want our husbands to be able to satisfy a younger woman.
That's right.
We need to protect our turf. So this pill was made for the power guy to be able to get. You know who's taking this? I'm going to tell you who I think is taking this.
Okay.
Dennis Kucinich. Do you see him down there in South Carolina? He's sporting like his wife. She's taller than him. She's got long, beautiful red hair.
She's gorgeous.
She's, you know, she's beautiful, and he's doing something. He's got to be taking something. That's my theory. And number four, you know what? This is serious, though. But the moms, we have to get on top of this. Ladies, we have got to force the government to do something about the pedophiles. And I'm calling for castration of all pedophiles when they're in prison.
There you go. Definitely. I mean,
there's a 100% recidivism rate, according to what I'm reading. These people are getting out. I just read an article. In a town near my house, in one neighborhood, There are 45 sexual offenders.
Ugh.
And this is ridiculous. We can't let our kids roam around, go outside. I can't even let my kid ride around the streets. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
When we were kids, Dana, remember we would get on the bus and go to the mall. I would get on the bus and go to the ice skating rink, walk to my friend's house. Now everywhere we have to worry about our kids being kidnapped. Well, how are we supposed to live like this?
I don't know, but it's out of control for sure.
It's out of control. And ladies, you've got to be sick of this. I'm calling for castration of all pedophiles. I think we should execute them. But the death penalty, you know, people don't like the death penalty. So it's a little radical, but we have to do something radical.
Yes.
And I am saying that the moms of the victim should be able to take care of that castration. Let the moms handle it. You know what? Let us, the mothers, handle the punishment. You just hand over the pedophile to the gang posse, the mom posse.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of him. Number five, ladies, we need to close the borders, and we need to protect our jobs in America. You know why? If our husbands aren't working, we can't be happy housewives.
That's right.
If we want to stay home and protect our cushy lives, we need our men to be out working. And if you believe, like I believe, that the men should be working and the women should be taking care of the household, you have to support this. And I hear your dogs barking in the background. Ladies, this is reality radio. We are home. I am in my kitchen. And this is what's great about the technology today, that we can be happy housewives and do this radio show.
That's
Dana.
Right. Yes.
Number six, we're going to hold companies accountable when they poison us. And look at this. The toys, I'm reading this study, the toys that came in, okay, from China, more than 76% were tested. They all contained lead, toxic levels of lead. So here, Johnny, happy Christmas. Here, suck on this toy. You may get lead poisoning, but it's okay. We're going to keep buying these toys anyway.
Yep.
I mean, don't you think these companies should be punished, held accountable?
Well, definitely. I would have thought that they would have taken more action about it by now, but apparently not.
At least stop. At least say, okay, we're going to take it. We're going to stop it. We're taking it off the shelves. And you know what? Your company's going to be fined. What about fining these companies? Hit them in the pocket. That's going to work. And also, how about the food? We have food that's being put out on the market that has toxic levels. Shouldn't these companies be punished? So I'm calling for all companies to have to stand up for what they're doing and stand behind their products. Otherwise, you're going to be punished. Number seven. We need a tattoo limit in America. I say 6 tattoos for the men. That's your limit. And 3 tattoos for the women. And for women, you can only have a tattoo that is smaller than 3 inches.
You know, I saw a picture of this girl online. She had a tattoo on her back. It was all down her back of Satan coming out of her back. It was so gross.
All right, that's it. You go to prison for that. That's like a 5-year prison term. What is she thinking?
I mean,
you're going to go put on a pretty dress and try and look. Why are all the women trying to look like men? I don't get it. Ladies, if you're going to get a tattoo, get a cute little butterfly or something. Put it by, you know, the top of your thigh if you want to look sexy. But what are you kidding me? I saw a woman at a wedding with a spaghetti strap, beautiful dress on, and across her chest was an eagle.
Ew.
It was like 10 inches wide. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Number 8, it is a federal law. Men have to do chores around the house.
A lot of chores or just a few?
They have to do something. One chore around the house per week. Right now, if you ask your husband to do something, you know, the men don't like that. They don't want to be told what to do.
Right.
You know, my husband now has me, I have to email him. I can't even talk directly to him. But if you tell your husband, you know, vacuum the floor or make the bed, that's an order. The guys don't like that. And then, of course, you look like a nag, right?
Right.
So if it's a federal law and it's a crime if you don't do it, then the guys know that they have to mop the floor once a week or vacuum the house once a week. And guys, I know you're listening to the Happy Housewives Club, and we welcome you. In fact, on the boards, we have our happy hubby, Brad, who's with us. He's part of the Happy Housewives Club. But guys, you need to know the secret to keeping your wife happy. If you do a few things around the house, the best foreplay is vacuuming the kitchen floor. You do a few chores. Talk to your wife. Say, what can I do for you? Just make the effort, and you will see that soon she will be putty in your hands. It is the secret. Number 9 on the Happy Housewives Club platform, Dana.
Yes.
Dana, are you even awake today? You're not even laughing.
I'm listening.
I don't even know why I have you on the radio show. Number 9, the media has to clean up its act.
Oh, yeah.
I am so sick of seeing commercials on TV about women's menstruation.
It's gross.
We know that this happens. We know there are products out there. Can't we just advertise in the women's magazines or more discreetly? And what about the underwear commercials?
Uh-huh.
I'm watching TV with my son, and a Lane Bryant commercial comes on. Now, we know that women need bras, but do we have to see the woman just wearing the bra? That's scary for a 9-year-old boy. That could ruin him for life. So I am calling for, you know, a little more discretion, less sex on the TV. I mean, what is with everyone? Everyone's like a sex maniac. I can't take it.
I don't know, but that's another thing getting out of control.
Everything's out of control. But which one of these candidates is going to do something about that? Have you even heard anyone talk about that? I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
I haven't heard anyone talk about that. Fred Thompson looks like the kind of guy who would do something. He looks like a big studly cowboy.
Yeah, he does.
There's something about him. And as the days go on, he's getting more good looking to me. In fact, we should probably just narrow down the candidates to who we think is the cutest candidate. And just vote for them that way. That makes as much sense as voting that for them any other way. But let me finish up my platform and we'll talk about that. Number 10, no sweatsuits for women. Unless you're going to the gym, I do not want to see you out wearing a big sweatshirt. And please, don't put your kid's face on the sweatshirt. Ladies, we're going to look beautiful. We're going to wear clothes that fit our bodies, and we are going to be in style. If you want to carry on a picture of your kid, put it on a piece of jewelry, on a pretty necklace, hang it from your neck. And that is my platform. And this is what I'm not hearing any of these candidates talk about this in South Carolina.
And I don't understand why. I mean, they're big issues.
They are big issues. And ladies, coming up, we're going to talk about these issues and more with you. And you're going to call 1-800-449-8255. And Dana, you know, we have the candidates. They're narrowing down the field here. Mm-hmm. So a few people have dropped out. I know that Fred, what's his name, Richardson's, whatever his name is, he dropped out. And that's it. Most of us housewives, we don't even have time to know who the candidates are, do we?
We're
busy. We're taking care of our kids and our husbands, and we're cooking dinner. And who has time for this nonsense? But if we could just tune in one time and people would actually talk about the issues, that would be fabulous. And of the candidates who are still in, okay, we have Romney, Edwards, Clinton, McCain, Thompson, Giuliani, Kucinich, Obama. These are like the main players.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Housewives of America, I'm looking at all these people and I'm saying, you know, who is representing what we think? And the best way I can cut them down is, why don't we just deduct what we, the Housewives, don't like about these guys?
Okay.
So I have decided that we as Housewives are not going to vote for people who are on younger second trophy wives.
That narrows the list down quite a bit.
That narrows the list down. I mean, we just don't like that. I want to see who's a candidate up there who's been with his high school sweetheart or his wife for a long time. Look at Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
He's with his wife. They have 6 kids. And he has nice hair.
It's so important. Hair is so important.
It is important. And I think that he also has that name. It sounds really presidential, Mitt Romney. But you know who has nice hair? Edwards also has nice hair.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good-looking guy. You know,
he's
so
right.
Both of them, if we put them together and kind of, we could just put them together and, like, put the DNA together, and then we could make the perfect candidate. That would be great.
That would be.
But I think the best thing to do is to take a paint bomb. What do you think about this? Take a paint bomb, drop it from the sky on a house somewhere in America, and we just pick that person. I would like to see, you know who I'd like to see? A housewife who is taking care of her kids, who is running her household budget, who knows what it takes to stretch her dollar, mm-hmm. who is paying her oil bill, who is worrying about college. I would like to see a regular person who wasn't born with a silver spoon in their mouth become president. And so I am forging forward, ladies. I'm looking for the housewife candidate who will take our platform and go down and start stomping. And you are listening to the Happy Housewives Club with Darla Shine on the Talk Radio Network.
Weekend. Call now, 1-800-449-8255.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas.
I love this song, George Strait. How about them cowgirls? Are you a cowgirl at home holding down your fort like me? I'm in my kitchen in suburbia. Life is good. This is another day in paradise. Hey, girls, not every day is glory. It gets monotonous. We all know that. But you know what? This is our job. And I am proud to say I'm a happy housewife. And I know there are 5.6 million happy housewives across America. And you should know that you have the most important job. So I am saluting you today. And we have with us Holly's on the phone. Holly, how you doing, girl?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Today's actually my first day I've ever listened to you. And you are inspirational to me.
Oh, you're making me cry, Kelly. I'm so excited. Tell me why. Are you a happy housewife? You're home with your kids?
Well, actually, I'm not. I'm not married, or I don't have a family of my own. I'm actually a 25-year-old law school student. But I always, you know, always planned on, you know, going to law school, having a career. But then once it's time to have a family, I hope that I will be able to stay home, raise my kids, do my job. And, of course, all my friends who are in law school with me think I'm crazy. They're, you know, saying, why are you bothering going to law school? Well, there are lots of things I want to do before I have kids. But once I have kids, that's my job. That is what I want to do.
Holly, I couldn't have planted this call better than what you're saying to me. Let me tell you something. Just so you know, the New York Times ran a story last September 20th. 60% of all girls in Ivy League schools are saying that they plan to have their career, work for a while, then go back home. That's what I did. I was a huge feminist. I went to college, graduate school. I had my career. I made a lot of money. And when I had my babies, I went back home. So be proud. Stick with your plan, Holly, and you go for it, girl.
No. And I will definitely be listening more.
You listen all the time. Thank you, Holly. 1-800-449-8255. This is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club on TRN Weekend.
TRN Weekend. Call now. 1-800-449-8255.
Hit the hardwood. It fell like broken glass. She said sometimes love slips away and you just can't get it back.
This is TRN Weekend.
I grew up where I could see the stars.
Warning, this is Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. Everything you hear during the show is Darla's opinion. Some facts are true, others are made up. So take what you want, use what you can, and you get what you get. So don't get upset.
Don't get upset. If you don't like it, too bad. But you're going to love it here at the Happy Housewives Club. And this is the section where I'm going to cheer on all the parents who are actually parenting. It's okay to actually give your kids some discipline. I have Dana with me. Dana, I love these stories. We're going to have a little news segment here with the stories that I think the moms and dads of America want to hear about. This is my favorite news story of the week, Dana. Father tapes Packers jersey onto boy who refuses to wear it. So Dory,
no, That's what? Fan devotion right there.
Yeah. So during the Green Bay Packers game last week, the Packers, I guess, were winning. And this diehard dad was so upset because his 7-year-old son, number one, didn't care about the game, but then was making fun of the Packers. So he, like, taped a Packers jersey to his kid. I think this is hysterical. The father ends up in jail somehow overnight. What's next? When you restrain your kid in your kitchen chair and make them eat their peas, you're going to end up in jail? It's ridiculous. Three cheers for this dad. My second favorite story, the meanest mom sells her son's car. This mother buys her kid a car after he turns 16. And then she finds a beer bottle in his car. Obviously, he was drinking. Do you know about this, Dana?
I did. I saw it on the net.
Yeah, so she puts an ad out in, where'd she put it? In eBay. No, I don't know where she put it. Craigslist, eBay. But she writes, old 1999 intrigued, totally uncool parent who obviously don't love teenage son selling his car, only driven for 3 weeks before Snoopy mom who needs to get a life found booze under the front seat. $3,700 offer. Call the meanest mom on the planet. Three cheers for this mom. Now, my kids always tell me that I'm the meanest mom. So I love that. I love that. And then our third favorite story of the week, and this is controversial. You know, people are up in arms about this, but I support this mom. Tell me what you think, Dana.
Okay.
Mom makes teen daughter stand on the street as punishment. Evidently, this girl started to fail at school, so the parents made a sign for her to wear that said, "We'll work for food." You know, and they made her stand on the corner, and they figured, let her get used to her future.
Wow.
Because she's going to end up, you know, being a homeless person. So, you know, people were outraged, and, like, the ACLU got involved, and all these parental groups. I'm cheering that mother on. I think it's a great idea. Good for this mother. And I want to know what you think, America. I want you to call in and tell me, I mean, is this bad and unusual punishment? A little humiliation is good. Let them realize that you're in control, Mom. 1-800-449-8255. Dana, I think that this is hysterical.
Really?
I think that you don't think so. I think the parents, you know what? I think the parents need to make their own judgment. They weren't beating her with a stick. They made her stand outside with a sign on. What's the big deal?
I would just worry about, I don't know, emotionally hurting my kid. I don't want to humiliate.
Oh, we're so worried about everyone's all worried about emotion. God forbid. You can't do anything now. You got to be worried about the kid's psychological damage. When you were a kid, when I was a kid, I mean, are you kidding me? My mother used to chase me around the house with a wooden spoon, running after me at the bus stop if I didn't eat my oatmeal. So, ladies, I want you to call in. Let me know what you think about that. And, Dana, coming up, we're going to talk about children and if they should be allowed in fancy restaurants at night. You know, Bill and I for a year, Dana, were waiting to go to this 5-star restaurant. We finally went a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of thing where, you know, it's expensive. You're like saving up to go to a restaurant like this. And the whole night at the table next to me was some toddler kid dropping his little matchbox car on the floor over and over, making noise, spilling his food. I had to complain to the manager. I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there has to be a rule about this. We're going to talk coming up to the author of the list who is going to tell us whether or not restaurants should be allowed to do this across America, put a ban on kids under 10 years old. Disney is doing that. We're going to talk about that. And also, do you ever find, Dana, that when you go and bring your kids to the school, the other working moms are like, oh, can you make the cupcakes?
Mm-hmm.
Can you host the class party? You know, you have nothing to do because you're a stay-at-home mom, right?
Right.
And we always get dumped on. But we're going to talk coming up later in the Happy Housewives Club about how you can have the power to say no. I mean, you feel guilty all the time, right? Don't you feel like you have to do everything because you're home?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to do everything. We can say no. So coming up later, we're going to talk to a life coach who's going to give us that ability. And so we don't feel guilty about that. Now, Dana, another thing I wanted to do, I can't even talk about this without laughing, is, you know, all over the internet, I'm being trashed for being a happy housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been put in the role to kind of protect me from all these women who are out to get me. So you have that poem. Somebody actually, ladies, listen to this, wrote a poem about me, and I just have to read it. Darla Shine, you're so fine. You think you're so fine. You're thriving on stupidity. Does easily bind a generation of women who carelessly discard hard-won rights and justices that we should rabidly guard. It's not even a good poem. It doesn't even really rhyme.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't really even rhyme.
No.
What does that poem mean? But it just gives you an indication that there are women out there who believe that what I'm doing is wrong, but I don't think what I'm doing is wrong. I'm standing up for the parents in America, for the moms who are on the home front. You are the true heroes. You have the hardest job of all. I want to know what you're thinking. Tell us what your issues are, what you think about our news stories. And this is TRN Weekend. I am Darla Shine, and you are listening to the Happy Housewives Club.
In that field on your daddy's
You are listening
farm.
To TRN Weekend.
All I had to give was my heart while other kids were diving into swimming holes.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.